give up. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. Ukrainian troops in Mariupol defying Russian forces' demand to surrender. Russia edging closer to taking control of the southern port city.
The situation there is dire. That city has been pulverized for 53 days. It is believed that there are more than 20,000 civilians who have died there, and it appears that it could be falling possibly soon into the hands of the Russians, which would give them quite a victory, their first real significant victory, and it would also give them that land bridge to Crimea.
Fox's Griff Jenkins in Kyiv, Ukraine. Russian missiles hitting the capital region of Kyiv, killing several people. Boston's Logan Airport, the scene of chaos Sunday, as passengers were forced to evacuate due to a bomb scare. Police later discovering the suspicious package was actually an old PlayStation video game console. The manhunt for the suspect who allegedly shot an Arizona police officer Thursday is over. Authorities capturing 35-year-old Nicholas Cowan Sunday evening. Pope Francis presiding over a huge crowd at the Vatican Easter Sunday, where he addressed the Ukraine-Russia war.
The pontiff called for an end to what he called senseless conflicts in not only Ukraine, but in the Middle East, where he said constant discord and division in war-torn countries like Yemen, Lebanon, and Iraq have led to years of suffering for innocent people.
Fox's Charles Watson. Three mass shootings this Easter weekend in the U.S. On Saturday, a shooting at a busy shopping mall in Columbia, South Carolina, injuring 14 people. A judge on Sunday set a $25,000 bond for 22-year-old Joanne Price, a man arrested in connection with the shooting. And a nightclub shooting in Hampton County, South Carolina, early Sunday, injuring 9 people. A house party in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, early Sunday morning, the scene of another shooting that left 2 17-year-old males dead. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Less than a week after the subway shooting in Brooklyn, New York police focusing on the public safety.
Frank James was arrested last week and is being held without bail for the shooting. The attack has made many who ride the trains concerned about security. NYPD Commissioner Keyshawn Sewell on ABC's This Week said police will be watching.
Last week, we graduated more recruits from the police academy and we're surging more officers into the subway system. We recognize that people need to see a visible presence of police in the subway, and we're endeavoring to make sure that that happens.
Despite recent violent incidents in the subways, Commissioner Sewell says crime there sits below pre-COVID levels. In New York City, Gernal Scott, Fox News.
NYPD Police Commissioner Keyshawn Sewell on ABC's This Week, Sunday, also giving praise to the 5 people who helped police in the apprehension of the subway shooter.
There were a number of avenues we pursued to try to locate Mr. James. We made the strategic decision to disseminate his picture, and we had a number of people looking for him, hundreds of detectives looking for him. But I think one of the key factors also is our force multiplier, which are the eyes and ears of our incredible New Yorkers, and we were able to bring him into custody.
5 people will share a $50,000 reward for aiding the police. An infamous T-shirt worn by late soccer star Diego Maradona going on the auction block.
Diego Maradona's goal for Argentina against England at the 1986 World Cup is considered one of the best moments in soccer history for some and the worst for others, with Maradona going unpenalized when his header goal had bounced off his fist out of the sight of officials. Now the shirt worn by the Argentinian soccer icon for the infamous Hand of God goal is up for sale. Sotheby's handling the bidding for this piece from Argentina's quarterfinal win over England. An online auction will officially open later this week for Maradona's Hand of God shirt. dirt, which experts estimate could rake in as much as 4 million pounds. That's roughly $5.2 million. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
I'm Laura Cantor, and this is Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.